The Bicycle Station bringing you updates with Dan Zirpin. He is on the line right now. Good morning, Dan.
Howdy, Gary. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. More importantly, how are you?
Well, yesterday was rough. The hills that they had us on from Ottawa down to Harlan last night were very legitimate climbs. Each one of them was a fairly steep to a peak and then a pretty steep descent, which is really fun. But, man, getting up there can be a bear. And I think it tested a lot of people yesterday. And I know there was a lot of people that also embraced using the SAG service and said they had enough and they were going to wait and try again on day two.
I could see, you know, going up the hill being difficult, but for me, the descent would be almost scary. How fast do you get going?
Well, I know I've probably had a bike over 45 miles an hour going down a hill. I think especially some of those hills in the past, descending into Lansing or Guttenberg or some of those up in northeast Iowa can be very long and steep descents, and you can really get going. And it's not for everybody. I heard one guy at the bottom of a hill yesterday say that was absolutely terrifying. And I kind of chuckled because I thought it was fun.
I'd be the guy saying it was terrifying. So what about today? What's in store?
Well, unfortunately, we've got more hills on the agenda for today. The good thing is there to be a little bit more of a rolling nature and less steep and less to peak and more rolling. So that does make them a little bit more cycling friendly. Ultimately, you can carry a little more momentum up the hill and push till you get to the top and roll over that thing. And sometimes you can maintain your cadence without having to shift gears, even if it's the right hill stretch and you've got the right amount of training.
You know, I was kind of looking at the schedule, the map this year for you guys. You're south of I-80 and then you wrap up on the other side of I-80.
Yeah, they started us, we were in Ottawa, which, you know, is north of I-80, and we are south of it now, and then it will cross us over, I think, tomorrow. Tonight we're going to sleep in Guthrie Center, and then tomorrow we'll be riding to Boone, and that'll be our cross of I-80, and then, we finish out the week into, Marshalltown, Independence, Dyersville, and Dubuque, for those that haven't checked. That's our route for this year.
Okay. What day is the 100-mile day?
I believe that's the day from Marshalltown to Independence.
Okay.
Not only do they have the accessory loop where you can get over 100, but this year, because of the 250th birthday of America, they have a 250-kilometer option, which 250 kilometers equates to 159.7 miles. So if you're very well-trained and ambitious, you can get that patch and ride a double loop to get roughly 160 miles for one day.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not plan on doing that. I do not train well enough to be set up for that, and I don't want to become a liability for Ragbri laying on the side of the road. So I'm going to make the smart decision and stay within my means and know what my ability is. I certainly could have trained better for it. But life gets in the way.
Again, visiting with Dan Zirpin. Appreciate your time. As always, you're going to be visiting with us all week long. You've been doing this for a number of years now. Is there a strategy that you employ going into each Ragbri, Dan?
I don't know about a strategy. Try not to forget any important essential gear. As far as training, my training strategy is pretty simple. I've talked about that a little bit in the past. I like to ride from the Comanche Marina roughly up to Eagle Point Park following the bike trail. And I do that 3 times a week pretty aggressively. You know, I'm hard charging, and I'm acting like I'm going to the gym to break my muscles and get that workout in. It's not a pleasure cruise. But if I do those workouts 3 times a week and I do that for more than a month, I feel pretty confident in my ability. This year, June got in the way, and then I got to July, and I started having some mechanical issues with my bicycle, and I actually just got it back together last Tuesday. After having some problems and got 7 miles of test right in, and I said, yep, let's send it. Good enough. So that's what I'm riding on this year.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. Again, as you pointed out, day one was kind of rough. We're into day two now. And, you know, how do you break the ride down? I mean, do you break it down into segments of 2 days, or how does it work for you?
Honestly, I think more people break it down into segments of 10 or 15 miles. And it's just one bite at a time. You know, the old adage of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's kind of that same thing here. The idea of riding across the state of Iowa is pretty daunting for most people. But most people say, I could do 10 miles. Well, then if you can get a bite to eat and a rest and, you know, some laughs underneath of a shade tree and meet the host family that's got you laying in their front yard, take a little bit of time to relax, let your body recover, and then do the next 10 miles. Of course, it's not a perfect 10 miles. The towns are spaced, you know, different amounts between them, but there's always farmyards and shade trees along the route, and you'll see people that'll just be ready for a break, and so they're going to take a break wherever they are.
All right, very good. Well, you get into your second day here. We'll look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. Dan, again, thank you so much.
Yep, appreciate the opportunity, Gary. It's nice to speak with you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Again, our updates brought to you by the Bicycle Station.